boy when he's like this, see? You say, come here, boy. 2 years old, you say, get down. Dad'll show you how to do it. Now, you come at me. Run through me. There, see? Get back up. Get back up. See? You didn't do it right. Now, come at me. See? Now, you teach him, see? You say, now, go attack that tree. Bite it. Ha! Come on back. Bite it again. You teach him all that. Tackle me. Bam! And then soon he's bigger and he's stronger and he can hit you and you don't want him to hit you anymore. You say, all right, son, turn him loose on high school. And he's running up and down the field. High school, touchdown, 800 touchdowns per game. You say, yes, that's my son. And he goes to big college playing for a big school, 3 million students and 800,000 people in the stand. National TV, and he catches the ball and he doesn't even bother to get out of the way. He just runs over everybody. For a TD and turn around and the camera's on him and you're looking and he says, hi, Mom. Well, you don't mind that. You know who taught him.
He gives him a football and he shows him how to pass it. He shows him every day how to pass that football, how to 3-step, 5-step, 7-step drop. He shows him how to throw the bomb, how to throw the out, how to throw the hook, how to throw the corner. He shows this little kid everything that he needs to know about how to be a great quarterback. He even moves from one city to the other so that kid could be in a better high school. Then that kid goes to college. And that man is still, every single game, that dad is right there. And he's in college getting better. He wins the Heisman Trophy. He ends up in the NFL. 5 years later, he ends up in the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl. He gets the MVP of the Super Bowl, and when the cameras come up to him and say, you got anything to say to the camera? I love you, Mom. That bitch never played catch with you.